A very mild TGIF today. We'll have partly sunny skies. Now, the wind will pick up off the Atlantic. There'll be a little surge of northeasterly winds this afternoon coming off water that's still only in the low to mid-60s. And, boy, that'll drop the temperatures at the beaches more so than even the last couple of days. So we'll see highs inland west of I-95 up around 80 this afternoon. The I-95 corridor in the upper 70s to near 80, but falling into the low 70s later this afternoon as that surge moves down the coast and inland a little bit. And the beaches will manage to get into low to mid 70s by noon, but then fall into the 60s this afternoon. So don't get fooled if you're inland and thinking, hey, great beach day. It's not bad, but it's not near as warm as inland areas and will be chillier than the last couple of days and also quite breezy. That means a heightened rip current risk at our area beaches right on into Saturday, too. Now, this little surge of northeasterly winds and cooler air will not last long. We'll have a nice night tonight, low to mid 50s, and then a warm weekend. Partly sunny skies. Highs tomorrow in the low 80s. So for the Gate River run, looks really very nice. Temperatures will be in the 50s early in the morning. There won't be a whole lot of wind. Really ought to be nice for the runners. Now, it's a little warmer than the runners would typically like, but still, it's not bad. We won't have the headwinds that we had last year, and the temperatures, since it's an early race, will be really quite comfortable. Now, by late morning, it's already well into the 70s, and you'll start to feel that warmth a little bit, but early on, looks really nice for the Gate River run and the many people that are visiting our fine city as well, and eventually probably our beaches over the weekend, right? Sunday will be even a little warmer. It makes it into the mid-80s. And speaking of the beaches, we're looking at a partly sunny sky over the weekend. There's still a sea breeze tomorrow, but not as strong as today. So temperatures will push well into the 70s at the beaches tomorrow and should touch 80 degrees on Saturday, on Sunday, all the way to the coast as the winds start to become a little more southerly and hold that sea breeze up a little bit. Surf will average about 2 to 3 feet and occasional four-footer today and early tomorrow during times of high tide. Looking at those water temperatures between 60 and 65, and sunburn times down as low as about 20 to 25 minutes, so have that sunscreen handy and make sure you're putting it to good use. Now, as we look ahead to early next week, big week, of course, with the Players Championship getting underway. Practice rounds Monday through Wednesday. We have the concert Tuesday evening. Well, Monday's a partly sunny, breezy, warm day, well into the 80s, but it continues to look like it becomes increasingly unsettled as we get through next week and into next week. By Tuesday, clouds increase and the first of a series of disturbances and fronts moves into the area, and expect some scattered afternoon and evening showers. We'll still get into the 80s before that rain moves in. So it does bring up the question of how's it look for that concert late Tuesday afternoon and into early Tuesday evening. Well, right now it looks like there could be a few scattered showers. And then the front hangs out nearby with upper-level disturbances moving across the area with on-and-off rain. Right now it looks like through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday potentially. And that mean the first 2 days of the players' rounds, the competitive rounds anyway. And then as we get into the weekend, we may still have some weather to deal with even on Saturday. So it's up in the air right now, and it looks a little dicey, if you will, and unsettled. But obviously we're still a ways out. We have time to watch this pattern unfold and develop and get more precise with rainfall and the amounts and the timing and that sort of thing. But as far as the five-day forecast goes, it looks like some scattered showers for the concert late Tuesday afternoon, and then potentially some rain at least Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's practice rounds. Thursday would be the day beginning of the competitive play then with tee-off times as early as, shortly after sunrise will be between 7:15 and about 7:45 in the morning typically. So we'll see how this pattern evolves. Once you know it, it looks like it gets wetter and stormier next week after what has been weeks now of relatively quiet or at least not wet weather for the most part. We'll keep you updated through the weekend and right on into next week, of course, with the latest on that developing weather pattern, which, by the way, will be quite stormy to our north and west over the weekend with severe weather on the warm side and ice and snow on the cold side of the storm system. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.